Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore Ravens have been banged up early on this year. Yesterday, Hamilton, Ricard, it was reported that they have a chance to play on Sunday, according to The Athletic. However, Lamar Humphrey, Roquan Awuzie, still hurting. Probably all four of those guys will be out on Sunday. How does that help Jeremy, the Ravens' chances of beating the Los Angeles Rams?
So how many of those guys are they getting back?
It looks like they could get Hamilton and Ricard back.
I mean, I think that's huge.
And Ricard back is, both of them. I mean, Hamilton's the best defensive player we have. Ricard is so important to the running game, which you're going to need, especially with Lamar out.
Yeah, like, it's weird because ultimately I think Lamar's the most important guy to this running game, which I know sounds kind of counterproductive, but if you understand that what football players have to do when looking at him and why teams have now put a spy on him almost at all times, you understand why. But Ricard comes in right after that, and that's no disrespect to Derrick Henry. But, like, you look at the way this offense moves, it looks different when Ricard is in there.
Right? Absolutely does.
So I think that's huge. Hamilton, obviously, the biggest one because he's the best player on the team, not named Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he can do so many things with him.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, I said before, you named the Ravens top players, and they were all out Sunday. All of them out.
I don't know how many Pro Bowls or All Pros were technically out on Sunday when it came down to it, but
we know Lamar's 2-time Pro All Pro. We know
Hamilton?
Stanley All Pro, Hamilton,
Roquan, Matabike.
Was he All Pro?
Yeah,
All Pro. Yeah. Well, he's out for the rest of the year, but still, he was out Sunday. You got to count him.
Yeah.
So you can't not count him now because he's out all year.
Patrick Ricard, isn't he usually All Pro for fullback?
He was All Pro.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you said him or not in that grouping, but like. That's a ton, man. That's a ton.
Of all pros.
Yes.
Best of their position in football. Yeah. All gone.
You went from all pros to semi-pros.
How about that? Yeah. 5-time Pro Bowler, 1-time all first team all pro, Pat Ricard. Yep. All pro. In fact, he was just all pro last year. It was his first all pro.
I remember teams that have had injuries across the board or an entire room get beat up where it's like, oh, my God, who are they trotting out there to play cornerback or line or whatever it may be? But I don't remember a team losing this many significant players for a singular game.
When is the last time a team this good has, you know, it has to be, the comparison has to be a team that's this good.
That's fallen off like the next year?
Right, yeah, because.
And usually it starts with your quarterback.
Because if it's a bad team that has injuries, they didn't have a lot of all pros. A bad team.
But I also think maybe towards the end of the season or wherever, if your season goes awry and you're losing, do guys make business decisions based upon where I got a contract coming up next year? So either I want to play and look good or I want to play with these guys and get killed.
But I think we can kind of, I think we're probably 80% sure when a man makes a business decision. We know. We know the time of the year. We know the climate of the team. We know what's being reported. These aren't business decisions. These are legitimate injuries that, man, well, don't be a athlete in Baltimore right now, not a pro one. Rashawn in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, before I get to the Ravens, real quick, hey Jeremy, hey, I know y'all got your little thing tonight, right? Down at the little
poker thing. It's this morning, actually. Yeah, 11
oh, really?
11 o'clock.
Oh man, I thought it was later on, man.
Well, you can get those guys to go to work and just take some time off BGU.
You
to
can show out. Up.
No, we was gonna show up, man, but Dustin needed a favor. Like, he's banned from the casino. So we was trying to see if Ed, if you had some pull, he can come in with you, man. You'd be responsible for him.
I can put a call in to Todd Horseshoe.
Be responsible for Dustin?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nah, man. Just,
I got news for you. I like all you guys. There ain't no way I'm putting my name on the line for Dustin with the way you guys talk to other people when things go crazy. And it always happens around you guys.
Hey, it is what it is. People be bothering us and messing with us, man.
Really?
You know, we just be defending ourselves, yeah. Really picking on us. Hey.
Tell Dustin to put on one of those disguises and come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little fake mustache.
Yeah,
and
the nose glasses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, on to the game real quick, though. So, I heard something earlier. I said it was going to be rain, and rain or something like that, and supposed to be wind, right, for Sunday's game. So, that can change the dynamics of things. You know, I don't think the Rams probably won't pass the ball much if it's going to be wind and, you know, rain every day.
95% chance of rain, high of 64.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, we might got a chance then. We can just run the ball. He hand the ball off with Derrick Henry, you know, Justice Hill. But
is their running game better than the Ravens right now with the way things are constituted? If Ricard plays and Stanley plays, then you probably feel better about it. But if Lamar's not there... They're already good against the run, and now they're going to throw more guys in the box. That's why I'm saying the way to beat the Rams is to throw it on the outside.
Okay. Well, hopefully they went over some plays in practice with Cooper Rush, you know, like some legitimate plays. Because I don't think they believe in him in this passing game, though, man. Maybe this can be like one of them coming out games for him passing-wise. You know, I know Todd Monken can dial some stuff up for him. You know, he's supposed to be some type of, you know, genius offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
Show your worth, man.
Rob, you know what sucks is, like, I think he's intentionally calling in and bringing up Cooper Rush, but we can't question it because he is starting at quarterback. But I think if Cooper Rush wasn't even playing, he would have found a way to bring him up in this conversation.
I think he's delusional. I don't care. If you give me spam and canned beans, I'm not making a gourmet meal. You know what I mean? That's what you're giving your offensive coordinator. You dial up something. For who? Dial up something for who? Let's go to Middle River and get Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm good. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I wanted to say to you, to your point about Coach Harbaugh, it's a good point. It's a fair point. Like, he has changed, like, at different times when his back was against the wall. But, hey, Rob, I want to bring this point up. You'll remember this, and Ed, you too, because, and Jeremy, you probably do too, but I grew up when the Steelers were good, when, you know, like, I was on the tail end of when they won their 4 Super Bowls, and their legendary coach, Chuck Knoll, like, you know, I remember, like, when his message got stale, and in the 80s, the Steelers were terrible, and eventually, I think that you get to a point where Harbaugh's a Hall of Famer no matter what, but I definitely have to question at this point, maybe, like, we just need a new direction. And, Rob, I've heard you say often when people are like, well, who are we going to get? It's like, there's nobody. Well, nobody, everybody is nobody until they're somebody, you know? And that's just my feeling. I'm not saying we should fire him, like,
isn't
but I'm definitely
song?
Think, like, his message.
No, that's
deal,
right,
you know?
That's true. Yeah.
So, guys, thanks, man. I hope you have a good morning.
All right, man.
Everybody's nobody.
I thought you
were
going to go Biggie. You're nobody until
somebody loves you. No, that's another song.
Not at win.
No, but to his point, you're not a guy that goes, who are you going to get?
No, he's heard me go up against
John
that.
Harbaugh?
Oh, I got you.
He said, who was John Harbaugh before we got him?
He's heard me, you know, kind of like,
look,
who cares?
That's my least favorite thing that people do is, if you get rid of this guy, who are you getting? Someone else? Hey, there's the answer. Yeah, someone else. You try again with someone else. You know, like we've seen, is Bill Belichick a terrible coach? Because right now, the way things are going, it looks like it. So, I mean, I just, when it comes down to it, I'm one of those guys that a few years ago, I would have made the move. But what year were you going to do it? It's a really difficult decision to make when you have a successful team.
It's hard
team.
To make a move when you're 13-4 and 12-5.
Exactly.
And why would you do that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.